So the learning today should be a schus ilu nishma sadir chavak chaim elazav in shemshinari, as well as a schus for a ilu nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion. Should also be a schus for fuach shlema v'chaim doy ben Menorach v'chanu lebeshen derachon abadati ben Peril, as well as a schus for all those in the makom sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. I don't have my sefer today, but we're finishing the topic of haskama. We talked last time about the proper way for a person to build consensus, and that a person should try to incorporate people who are going to be impacted by the decision in the decision-making process. Build consensus that way, and then when you roll it out, those people will be advocating for you, will be on your side, and even those who are left out of it will have an appreciation for the fact that you tried to include others and you didn't make it, as I said, a bunch of people in a dark room, making decisions on behalf of others. So continuing, he says, how beautiful it is, how appropriate it is for those who make takanas, that you don't use putting people in cheirim as a means of enforcement, similar tactics. Because maybe those who are either the takana, we're talking about those people that totally disregard it, will they'll find it and they'll bite v'chas v'shalom. So maybe a lot of people are going to get impacted by this. Ella, you saw. Excuse me. Ella. You should do it with the koyach of the askama, meaning the fact that you have consensus, and also with a monetary knas. But don't start putting people in cheirim; it's too severe of an impact. And it's enough that the person that's going against the will is being over an avera. But don't take it personally, and don't overextend your enforcement. He also says, don't make takanas that are going to be permanent until the days of Mashiach. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And maybe there will come a time where people can no longer abide by it. And they're going to either or take a bite out of it, or they're going to be over it. Lachem isha rishayna from the very beginning. La yisakdu el azman ma. Make it for a limited period of time. Or you leave room for some later generation to go and undo it. Either to add or to reduce it. So essentially what he's saying is that you have to sort of look to the future a little bit when you make a takana. First of all, don't be too severe in your enforcement of it. Allow for the fact that there might be people that are not going to be able to abide by it, and that those people should still be able to function. You don't want to turn off a multitude of people. You don't want to turn off a group of people just because they're not able to abide by it. Even if it's the right thing, it's a proper takana. But don't turn off and don't exclude a group of people, even if it's not a majority, by having too severe of a tactic. That's number one. And number two is to always keep in mind that it shouldn't be something that people cannot abide by. And keep open the possibility that maybe it needs to be changed at a future date. So don't make a takana, don't make a policy that is too rigid that people cannot change down the road. He says, and don't chase after people, don't be the police, and don't be the secret police chasing after people to find those who are over it privately in the privacy of their home. It shouldn't be any more severe than that which God commands us. And v'heim ba'avon rabu amispartzim uprat b'seiser, meaning those, there are many people that do averes, but they do it privately. To the point where Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai blessed his talmidim, and he said, when you're alone in the room, halavai, you should fear Hashem as much as you fear a person. And they asked him, that's all? And he said that halavai, that's the point, is halavai, that at the very least, if you fear God to the extent where you fear another human being, that will definitely turn you away from a ton of averus that you normally do in private. And he says it goes similarly. If someone's being oivah the takana privately, so don't chase after people. Don't hound them. To punish them, so that they should no longer be oivah. And in other words, initially, let it be a little bit oiver. Let some people who cannot abide by it turn the other way. And in the end, they'll be mekayim it when they're ready to get on board. And a lot of times this happens with your children. You make a policy, you say, you know, the next time you do this, there's going to be a punishment. And the child does it again. But you make like you didn't see it. You allow the child the opportunity to realize that, okay, they made a mistake, but that the next time they're actually going to be better for it, and they're going to make sure that they're not oiver. And he says similarly that allow people the possibility for being oiver and a little bit for crossing the line slightly, so that in the end, eventually, they'll get used to where the line is and they'll abide by it. If you see it's something that people are being hergel in, and they are trampling all over it. So let's say you make a policy and you realize after a week that the policy is a disaster. Nevertheless, don't rip lo yakru adavar takef legami. Don't just immediately rip the band-aid off and completely annul it. Eliyaschilu livchar hara b'miutai laat laat yakru oisai legami al derech tekhsiv maat marag harshenu. You should do it a little bit, a little at a time. So you make a policy. You make a takana. The idea is that it should be a takana for a positive. You want to impact people, or at work, you make a takana, and you see people cannot abide by it, and it's totally, it's you're barking up the wrong tree, so you have to annul it. Don't just annul the whole thing, but try to undermine it slightly, piece by piece, meaning repeal a little bit at a time until eventually it's all gone. And just like there's an isser when it comes to donning someone, judging someone, you're not allowed to show favoritism. Everyone has to have the same treatment. You're not allowed to show favoritism, not to a poor person and not to a gadol. There's got to be one policy for everyone. Those who do this will never falter. Obviously, that you're doing it. And the point is that if you're going to show favoritism and you're going to allow certain people to escape, then what's going to happen is other people are going to notice it and you're going to end up undermining the policy. Even if it wasn't intended, let's say you have a policy. I'm just going to give a crazy example because I don't want to use anything that anyone could chas v'shalom think I'm talking about someone. Let's say we make a policy in shul that anyone that talks during davening is going to have to leave shul for an entire week. They can't come to shul for a week. They're suspended. Okay, and the policy was made because there's a group of people in the back that can't shut their mouths for 5 minutes, and someone forgets, and he accidentally says something to his friend. You can't look the other way. Because people are going to see that, and people are going to say it doesn't. You're showing favoritism. Policy is a policy, and you're going to end up undermining everything that you intended to enforce. And you have to enforce the policy as much as it hurts, and as much as maybe it wasn't intended for this person. But in order to ensure that the policy stays and the policy is effective, you have to uphold it, no matter who ends up getting caught in the crosshairs of it. Now, again, if there's an opportunity to look the other way slightly, then maybe you can do that, like with my example with the child. But if it's an example, but if it's a circumstance where everyone's seeing, you have a policy at work that no one's allowed to, let's say, use cell phones, and everyone sees Chaim Yankel, who's a star employee, is using a cell phone. You have to make an example out of Chaim Yankel, as much as you don't want to, and as much as maybe he's not the reason for the policy, but you can't let it go, because the minute you let it go, you're trampling on your own policy and you're undermining it for everybody else. And so, just like in Din, we say no favoritism when it comes to haskamas, when it comes to policies, when it comes to making takanas, they're all also is not allowed to be any favoritism.